Tes Tishri, 29th of September, Rabbi Mendy Chizik, Ifnei Mi Ato Oser Ditten Dim Cheshman.
Thomas Millen, to start with the Mishnah in Kalim, with a beautiful vort from Rabbi Lochian, which I think captures the moment. The Mishnah says in Kalim, Perek Gimel, Kol Shabayom Tohir, which means that if one takes any item from a fish, whether it's the skin or the bones, it's Tohir. Yabosha is Tommy, the skin and bones from a behemoth that walks on the ground is Tommy. You take the same thing from a fish, Kol Shabayom Toho. From the Yam it's Toho. The Mishnah makes an exception. Chutz, says the Mishnah, except Mikelev Hayam. Except for the dog of the sea, or the sea dog, that is Tommy. Why are the bones and the body and the skin of a Kelev Hayam Tommy? If all other fish or sea creatures are Torah, says the Mishnah, because Sheboireach liyavosho, when a sea dog, the Kelev Hayom, is in danger, he runs back to sea, runs back to the ground. Says the Bnei Lopyim, the sea dog lives in the sea all year. Kelev Hayom lives in the water. When it's faced by trouble, it runs back to dry land. When it's in trouble, you show your true colours. When a person's in trouble, that tells you what the animal really is. It may live in the water all year round, but if at the time of trouble it comes back to ground, Elamai, it's a ground creature. Says the Bnei Lopyim, when Klal Yisrael are faced by Eitz Tzara, and they go to Shul and Daven, they show that that's where they really belong. Irrelevant of their offices, or their day job, whatever they're doing. When a person's in a sakona and he comes to Daven, that shows where he really is. Mo'ed Rabbeisai, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kodesh, we've all got a list of things to do. A list of pius we've got to do, as Rabbi Yanki said before. When we come to hear a shir at the beginning of the day, he shows the point of this is what we are. V'zentoyin d'kayidim. We don't just start your day the Torah way. V'zentoyin d'kayidim. By starting our day with a shir, that shows our true colours. The Mishnah in Ovasi Abayisai, which is talking to us every day, especially today, he's stuck in the Shloisha Dvorim, the Einat Aboli de Avera. The Mishnah begs us, tells us, please, says the Mishnah, he's stuck in the Shloisha Dvorim. We think of three things, we won't come to sin. I heard recently from a Yitin Golders Green, The Apostle tells us that by Yosef HaTzadik, when Yosef came back to the home of HS Potiphar, there was no one else there. And the Torah tells us, Vayimoin, he refused. And on the word Vayimoin, there's a Shalsheles, which as we know, the red trop, which goes up three times. So the Moshe said to me like this, why has it got up three times? Because of this Mishnah. His stakel b'shloisha dvorim, if we think of three things, we won't come to sin. What are the three things? Number one, me'ayin boso, where do you come from? Lo'onat oholich, where we go? And third of all, lifnei mi ato osid l'tein din v'cheshba. So the Moshe said like this, he said, with Vayimoin, with the Shalsheles, has three words inside it. So these three words, Me'ayin, check it up with Abayisai. Vayimoin spells out Me'ayin. Where have you come from? It spells out On Ato Hoylich, where are you going? And the final word, Me. It's like Me Ato Oslet Diva Cheshpin. Before whom are we going to stand? The word Me is also in Vayimoin. And the person is established in these three things. Me'ayin, on, and me. Yosef HaTzadik thought of Vayimoin and held himself back. The Mishnah tells us, Ifnei mi ata osid litein din v'cheshbu. No truer than Erev Yom Kodesh, we start to think and focus for a moment. But for whom we're going to stand and give din v'cheshbu? The Mefarshei HaMishnah ask a very simple question. Let's think of Bnei Eretz Yisrael for a moment. You go to a shop in Eretz Yisrael, you buy several items, and you go to the till. So they add it up and give you a bill. So first they add it up, then you're given your bill. So first you shall have a cheshbon, and then the din. The cheshbon is the adding up, and the din is what we're going to have to pay for. You've got this and this and this items, that's your cheshbon, din. That's your subtotal to pay. So the Mefarshei HaMishnah ask, why does the Mishnah start with the words din v'cheshbon? The order should be reversed. The first is the cheshbon, the accounting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting our zechuyos, and then should come the din. The Gemara din comes after the cheshbon. Why does the Mishnah start with the word din v'cheshbon? Today, Pesach Tishmaya, I want to look at three different mahalchim to explain what it means din v'cheshbon. Kodim Kol Rabbi Yisai is a Peledik of art which is brought down to Sodom Mehari Kodesh. It's brought down Shnei Talmidei HaBal Shem of what they heard from the Baal Shem. It's brought down in Kama Gutta Svarim. HaKodesh Baruch Hu allows us to be our own judges. In our minds, Rabbi Yisai, we've got courtrooms. The dogma, I mean nobody and anybody. A person comes to shul, let's say, on average he's about 5 minutes late, because he can get away with it. And he's got good reasons why he's late. Everything. Via mall, he comes on time. 5 minutes later, he sees his chava, who's come 5 minutes late. In his mind, he's the judge, magistrate and jury. And he's suddenly got every shlechta machshava. Why is he late? Why is he getting out of bed so late? Why is he coming to shul late? So to Baal Shem, do you know why you've seen that? Because the psak that you give on somebody else, that's yours. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the opportunity to see our faults by somebody else. B'chdei that we should pask. But that psak's for yourself. If only we would realize that the psak that we give on somebody else is a psak for ourselves, we'd be more careful. Listen to the words of the Tana. Heve don es kol ha'odom lekafsechus. The Mishnah could have said, just don't judge anyone. Just don't judge people. No. The Mishnah says, heve don. You should be don es kol ha'odom. You should. Lekafsechus. Because that's what you see by somebody else is a miniature reflection of our own problems. And by judging the person favorably, we're doing ourselves the world's biggest favor. Ichalti Aboisai, as Pshat and Davening will say tomorrow, no one brings it down, I think it's Poshut Pshat. V'choysom yad kol odon boy, every man's hand has signed his own seal for the year. Tell him, Shabbat. You signed anything? Would you know what you signed? Would you want to sign it? Of course, we have signed it. Yena psak. This psak that we give to somebody else, unwittingly, but in our minds, is the chasimas yad ho'edim. Yad ho'edim tiyeh boi b'rishoy. Our hands have done it. But midotayim meruba. Faket, a person who always sees the defense of other people, is doing himself the biggest favor. The Gemara says, Ibar Basri. There was a time when Klal Yisrael was struggling for food. Rebbe posach oitzus b'shnei batzoyres. Rebbe Yehuda Nosi up the storehouses in the years of the famine. Oh my son, your consul let them come in, the Bali Mikro, Bali Mishno, Bali Gemara, let them up on in, Tamidei Chachomim, learned people. Aval Amei Ha'oretz, Ali Consul. I don't want the Amei Ha'oretz here. Dochak, Rabbi Yonos and Ben Amram. Rabbi Yonos and Ben Amram squashed through. V'nichnas. Omole. He said, Parnaseini. I need some food. Omaloi. Rabbi said to him, not knowing he's talking to a great man. Koris. Can you read? No. Shonis, you learn from somebody else, even if you can't read. No, I can't. Bamea Parnaseich, how should I support you? Omele said to him, Parnaseini kakelev v'cha oyreiv. Support me as if I was a dog or an oyreiv. And Rashi explains that a dog has mezainosav u'otin, a dog has minimal food, oyreiv, a raven, is an achzori on its own children. Feed me like a kelev and an oyreiv. And Rebbe did. After Rebbe gave him food, Yosef Rebbe become it stayin. Rebbe was sad. He'd given food to a yid who begged for comets time. Oili, shenosati piti l'amoretz. Oi, I gave my bread to l'amoretz. This sounds a little odd. Rebbe, the Buddha Nossi, doesn't want to feed people. And when someone gets food, he's not happy. Until they calmed him down and said, no, it's a Talmud Chochum. My boy said, pshat like this. Rebbe wanted to feel that if I'm only giving people who deserve the food, then my success is coming because the Rebbe is giving me because I deserve it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats a person the way he treats others. Rebbe felt, I'm successful. I Baruch Hu got parnosa. But if I'm giving parnosa to other people who don't deserve it, perhaps it's a reflection on my receiving food from the Rebbe Nishrela, perhaps I'm taken not deserving. So Rebbe was mitzvahing. If I'm giving food to those who don't deserve it, Efsha, that's me. Efsha, it's a reflection of me. I don't deserve it. Because Rabbi Yisai, we are the ones who decide our own judgment. And Tehillim, state in Tehillim, Milfonecho, Mishpot Yetzi, Einecho, Sechezeno Meshorim. Tehillim Yudzai, a Pashtus, Dovid HaMelech is begging the Rabbi Yisrael, Milfonecho, from you the Rabbi Yisrael, Mishpoti Yetze. My judgment comes from you. Einecho, your eyes, Sechezeno should see Meshorim, our righteous ways. Parashat Sefer Shmos. In Damesek Eliezer, to the Moed Gottaich, he says, no. The Apostle is talking to us. The Rebbe Nishlem says to us, Mefonecho Mishpoti Yetze. Hashem says, I will judge you. From you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Milfonecho, from you, says Hashem to us. Mishpoti Yetze. Our judgment comes from us. Mishpoti, milfonecho, from you, says Hashem to us. Mishpoti Yetze. Therefore, we are urged. Einecho sechezeno meishorim. We should look to the good of people. Our eyes, Hashem is begging us. Einecho, your eyes, sechezeno meishorim. Your eyes should see the good, the pure, the righteous in other people. Because that will be the din for us. Oy bazoi aboisai. The Mishnah is so beautiful. Lifnei mi ato osid nitein. Din. The din that we're giving. The din that we have in our own minds signed, sealed, and handed over. That's the din. And the cheshbon comes back to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to give a din on Yerach, whether you want to or not. That will come, that's your cheshbon. So we stand early in Kiddush. It's a tremendous privilege, but and a responsibility. Make sure we judge people favorably, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then judge us favorably. The Baal Shem HaKadosh goes further and says, that's Pshat, in a Gemara. The well-known Gemara we know in Gittin, we'll just skim through it quickly. The Gemara in Gittin, which talks about the story of Kamtza or Bar Kamtza. And the Gemara tells us that because of this story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, Yerushalayim was destroyed. Fed the Baal Shem HaKadosh, come on. You've got a very unpleasant host, and his guest is trying to sort of pay for his stay, and he throws him out. Chorv Yerushalayim. Yes, not a very nice story. Yes, a lack of midas. Yes, it's distasteful. Chorv Yerushalayim. Says the Baal Shem, beautiful insight. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish us long before Kamtza Bar Kamtza. Klal Yisrael were not behaving appropriately. Is it fair to throw out a nation from a land because people don't behave? Is that a fitting judgment? Is that a fitting psak? So the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to ask you to judge it. I will play out a scene for you of a host with somebody he doesn't want. And the Chachom sat there at the Siddur, witnessing, keeping quiet, not defending, allowing, kavo yochol, somebody who's not wanted to be thrown out. And he kept quiet. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, okay. Because of Kamtza or Bar Kamtza, Chol of Yerushalayim. Now I know I can destroy Yerushalayim. Because that's the psak that you gave. We as a nation. By allowing that story to happen, we gave that psak for ourselves. So when we see somebody do something questionable, as the Gemara Shabbos tells us, on Erev Yom Kodesh, Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin, when this yid begged his employer to pay him, and he wasn't paying him, but I haven't got this and I haven't got that. Until Erev Sukkos, an employer came with money, and he said to his employee, what were you thinking at the time? I thought it wasn't my son. I thought your assets were tied up to Hekdesh. He said, yes. Kesheim, just as you judge me lekav zechus, hamokoyim yodun chol lekav zechus, then the boys should judge us lekav zechus. It's come up my fruition tonight. The Pesukim in Tanakh spell this out. We know the famous story of David HaMelech marrying Bathsheba, and Chazal Bahakdoma tell us, Kol ha'oim David choto eino yelatoya, David never sinned. David took Bathsheba. When she was married to Uriah, he sent Uriah to the front lines of battle, knowing Uriah had written a get. If he dies in battle, then the get is chal l'mafreya, and therefore he had a right to take Bathsheba. So he did. Yet we know that Nosson Hanovi came to David, and he spelled it out for David. He said, David, I've got a question for you. Imagine you've got two people, a rich and a poor, and the poor man has one kaspot. Fatihiloi levas, this young little female sheep, was like part of the family. And the rich man has a guest that he doesn't want to pay for the host, so he steals the poor man's sheep, who's part of his family, and feeds it to his guest. Matiloi says, David, he's got to die. A rich man to do this. Achzorius, he's got to die. Says, Nosson, that's your voice, Thomas. You paskin for yourself. You're the rich man. You stole somebody else's family member. That's you. That's the din. And that's the cheshbon. The din is what we give of somebody else. The cheshbon is how it comes back to us. Oleinu lodas. The amazing responsibility, but opportunity, we have to save ourselves. The din we see on people may be questionable. So what? So are our actions. And if we give them a wonderful din l'kavzachus, we get back that same cheshbon. Mishnah Vaitilovus goes further on these lines. And the Mishnah says, Da mala mala mimcho. No one's above you. Ayin loya, oizah shemas, chomaseh, chomaseh, v'nachtovim. I have to just go off point slightly, you'll forgive me. It's not every Kippur. The Bnei Soscha says, Ayin Roya, at the time of Klal Yisrael, the Pious Rishon, they had the eye and oya, they could see on the Choshen, the Urim Tumim, it lit up and gave them advice. Pious Sheni didn't have the Urim Tumim. He had the Oizen Shema'as, a Baskod. Behind the Rabbi Yisrael, with Maneinu Onu, we haven't got that. We've got today V'chol Ma'asecho, Basif Nechtovim, Toyer HaKadosh as our guide. How does the mission start? Da mala mala melcho. I saw Hasidic optage. It's so beautiful. Da mala mala. Know that that what is above. Come on. Mimcho is from you. That psak that comes out mishomayim mala mala. Mimcho. It's from you. It's our own psak that we're putting on ourselves. Mala mala is mimcho. That's the din of the chashm. We all know. Rashi and Parashat Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. Ki kodesh ani. Famous Rashi. And Rashi says, Yochel Kemoyini. We would have thought that perhaps our Kedusha should be equal to that of the Shechina. Tamuneman. Ki Kodesh Ani. Kedushosi Lemala Mekdushasach. Rashi says, no. My Kedusha is greater than yours. Kedushosi Lemala Mekdushasach. Shteitim Mo'el V'Shomesh. Rashi is not asking a question. Rashi's got to be read B'nichuso. Kedushosi Lemala. The Kedusha in Shomayim is Mikdushaschem, it's from us. Whatever happens in this world is from us. The Kedusha Lemalo, the year that we'll be blessed with, B'siyata Deshmaya, the brochos that God's brochos with Mashpi on us, is from us. Kedushosi Lemalo is the way we treat other people. It's a reflection. Shomreini ke'ishoin bas oyin. You look at somebody else's eye, you see a mini reflection of yourself. Ka'ish oin. The pupil of your eye is an ish oin, is a small man. Shomreini, ka'ish oin bas oin. The way I treat other people, Ribbono Shel Olam. Shomreini, ka'ish oin. How I treat other people. How I'm don them the kasachos. Give me back that cheshbon. They bring down, that's pshat in the Mishnah, in Ovos Gimel Tezai. A person's punished by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Midatoy u'shelo midatoy. Whether he knows and doesn't know about it. If I know about it, it's a punishment. If I don't know about it, it's a little easier to take. They say, look, nifloin min ha'odom midatoy. You get punished midas. You owe das. The das you gave for somebody else. The opinions you said, you stated, you wrote, you texted about somebody else. You did that midas. It's shaloi midas that's going to come back to you, that you didn't know. The nifloi min ha'odom midatoy. Your punishment is from your own opinion. But you didn't know it was shaloi midas, and you're going to get that yourself. It's midatoy, because you gave that psak. You willingly, knowingly, said, wrote, emailed that about Yena. It's shaloi midas. When we say it about Yena, it's going to come back on ourselves. So, chinu la voisai, to one pshat in din v'cheshbon. There's a din that we give on other people, hopefully the toiv, the kavzachus, and that cheshbon comes back on us. The Gaon says the Mahalach, which is brought down, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in his sefer. Chofetz Chaim is a mar ticket in his pasicha when he goes through the mitzvahs of Asei. In Asei Yud Beis, he brings down the famous Gaon. The Gaon says like this: there's two inyonim. There's din. Din means the aveilu we've done. And cheshbon is we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu time. We owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu time. In the 10 minutes we said the Lashon Hara. In the 10 minutes we spoke words we shouldn't have done. Not only do we have the din of the aveilu, we've got the cheshbon we owe the zman. The time that we did that aveilu is owing. Our hearts were beating at the time. Blood was pumping. We're given life. We've misused it. We owe for that time. Chamol Gehet, when my Gabbai Megid said, B'zuyafah Shlita, he said in Hashanah, must be almost 30 years ago, he said, that's optach of Yilu Malki. We've missed it till Ni'ila this year, but we have Kavod in Ni'ila, and we're going to go optach. Mechei v'haver p'sho'im. Erase, remove p'sho'enu, our sins. If you do that, you're sorted, no? Kavod, no? take a wipe, a rubber, press the delete button, it's all gone. So what's the problem? And the next one, tell me Rabbi Yosef, tell me Pshat. Please rub out Kol Shtori Chuv Yosef. Rub out the Shtar Chuv. What do you have? It's deleted, it's gone. You got to the car with somebody, you pay your bill, the bill is gone. Please remove it, it's all paid up. So what's the Mechoik? What's it? Pshat's a Pshat. There's two things. Din v'cheshbon. The first one removes the Avera. Fine. Bechev Ha'ave Peshoenu. But Rabbi Yisrael, we still owe time. The Chofetz Chaim was Boiche Erev Yom Kodesh for 10 minutes in a year he couldn't account for. 10 minutes in a year. We owe time. We sit in the Shir today, we're sharing accountability for time. Cheshbon is the time. So my Rebbe said in Yeshiva, Tosaf Shat. We owe the time. So we say, again, finally, you've taken my Avera. I owe you something. Mechoik berachamecha horabim kol shikshrei choy v'seinu. Rabba the Shnafay. Kumen doch Rabbi Yisai. From Yom Kippur, Aran in Sukkos, and the Torah HaKadosh tells us, O lekachtem lochem b'yoyim rishoyim. Shneitem medrish, what is the rishoyim? Rishoyim lechesh ben avoyis. Pashtus it means that we haven't had any time to sin. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur were running around. In Kippur to Sukkos, even more. Sukkos, first day Sukkos is Rishon. Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoyos. The Kedushas Levi says like this. In the days that we are now, the Shuvah we are doing is Shuvah Meyero. It's Shuvah, it's Meyero. We're frightened of Yom Adin, Yom HaKodesh V'Anoiro. In Kippur to Sukkos, on the level of Shuvah Me'av, we're elated, elevated, different feelings. What do you gain by Tshuva Me'avo? By Tshuva Me'avo you gain, not only do your Zedoinus, our mazes, become a Shoigeg, on the contrary, they become Itzus. I saw an Edna Chaswarim Rabbi Yisai, the Pes Ephraim, Yeshua Yaakov. They say a fascinating idea. They say the Midrash is word perfect. When it comes to your interpretation of Sukkos, and we've done Shuvah Me'avo, then we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to judge us. Lecheshbon Avoyos. We want Hashem to account not for the din of Yom Kippur. I want even the cheshbon. I want even the wasted time in the year taken on Sukkos. Because now on Sukkos, when I've done Shuvah Me'avo, even the cheshbon of my Avoyos, my time wasted, can turn into useful time. The time that was wasted during the year, and we are accountable on Sukkos with our Shuvah Me'avo. We gain that wasted time becomes productive time. Shuvah Me'avo means, I want the Rebbeinu to judge me today on Sukkos. Not on Yom Tov, not on Yom Kippur. On Sukkos, judge me lecheshbon. Yom Kippur's a Yom Din. Finally, we'll end with the third pshat in the last minute that we have. State, the Mishnah tells us as well, later, Perek Daled of Ovos, says the Torah's Chaim, we've got to give din v'cheshbon for two things. We do mitzvahs, but we do them v'al korchoch. V'al korchoch ato tzorich v'tein din v'cheshbon. For not doing a mitzvah, there's din. For tunish ka mitzvah, we mevat la mitzvah yachmonet from din. But even the yachmonet, we did the mitzvah, but we did it fools, hands behind our backs, didn't want to, we had to go. Cheshbon on that. Al korchoch for the al korchoch ato osa vitin din lecheshbon. That yaboisai is the din and lecheshbon. Din for the aveiro, we're not doing the mitzvah. And cheshbon is what we owe the yaboinish leilam. Having done it. But, al korchoch. Let me just end the yaboisai with the famous words. For hosting sotom ufaneinu, the sotom is my katrim every day in the year, minus year kodesh. Gematria has sotom is exactly the same as the entire year minus one day. Yom Kippur Hasotam is Gematria. The Sin Tesnun is, sorry, Sin 359 plus 5 is 354. The Sot is not Mekatrug on Yom Kippur. You see that, don't you? For Hose Sotam Milfonenu Umeyachavi. The Sot is Mekatrug, Rabbi Yisai, on Purim, when we eat, and an egg of Yom Kippur when we eat. They say, Bishop, I don't do this. For Hosea Sotter, remove the Sotter. Mil Fonenu. On Purim, we say, look before, we fasted yesterday. And today we say, Hosea Sotter, today we're going to eat. Remove the Sotter. Sorry, apologies. 359, Hasotan is. Three six four minus the day. So we say today, remove the sultan of today because me acharenu. Look what we're doing this evening. We'll stand there and I'll take a zeichna yaboisai to map stick the din on the people and zeif the gavaldik din mechashka.